Maryland's News Now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
We've been making reference to it the past hour or so here on Maryland's News Now. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, the Defense Secretary, Chuck Hagel, and General Martin Dempsey, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, all tasked with making the case for military strikes in Syria following that chemical weapons attack against the citizens by the Syrian president. So they're all currently meeting with the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. It's still going on. Here's part of what Secretary of State Kerry had to say a few minutes ago.
I repeat here again today that only the most willful desire to avoid reality can assert that this did not occur as described or that the regime did not do it. It did happen, and the Assad regime did it. Now, I remember Iraq. Secretary Hagel remembers Iraq. General Dempsey especially remembers Iraq, but Secretary Hagel and I and many of you sitting on the dais remember Iraq in a special way because we were here for that vote. We voted. And so we are especially sensitive, Chuck and I, to never again asking any member of Congress to take a vote on faulty intelligence. And that is why our intelligence community has scrubbed and re-scrubbed the evidence. We have declassified unprecedented amounts of information, and we ask the American people and the rest of the world to judge that information. We can tell you beyond any reasonable doubt that our evidence proves the Assad regime prepared for this attack, issued instructions to prepare for this attack, warned its own forces to use gas masks, that we have physical evidence of where the rockets came from and when. Not one rocket landed in regime-controlled territory. Not one. All of them landed in opposition-controlled or contested territory. We have a map, physical evidence, showing every geographical point of impact, and that is concrete. Within minutes of the attack, 90, I think, to be precise, maybe slightly shorter, the social media exploded with horrific images of the damage that had been caused. Men and women, the elderly and children sprawled on a hospital floor with no wounds, no blood, but all dead.
That's Secretary of State John Kerry before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Within the hour, there were quite a few congressional leaders speaking out today regarding the Syrian situation.